So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamima Enes, a minor who objected to her marriage, Hashniya, a woman whose marriage is prohibited midrabanan, Veha Islandus and an Islandus, Ein Lehen Ksuba, are not entitled to a Ksuba, and they are also not entitled to the Tznai Ksuba, which includes the following, Veloy Paris. She does not receive the benefit of Paris, which refers to Pirkaina, her husband's obligation to redeem her from captivity, which is in return for her Paris that he receives. V'loy mezainis. She's not reimbursed for support. V'loy v'lois. She does not receive the remnants of her clothing that her husband used. As Rashi explains the reasons. Mima enes, mi'atzma yaitza. Ima me'enes has no kesuba because she initiates the divorce through man. Shnia, kansu oisa mebnei shehi margulosai. The Chum initiated a penalty that a shnia has no kesuba because she usually initiates the prohibited marriage. Islandness, mekachtois. An Islandness has no ksuba because it was an erroneous marriage. The Gemara elaborates, Nashim sha'amach acham ein lan ksuba, where the Mishnah uses the term ein lan ksuba, as in our Mishnah, regarding ha'me'enes, ha'shniya, ba'ailness, ein lan manam asayim, avoteisevas yesh lan. They only lose the ikar ksuba, the primary ksuba of 200 zuz, but they do receive the teisevas ksuba, the additional ksuba, as Rashi explains, because matana be'alma kiyavla. He gives her the teisefes as a gift for the intimacy of their marriage. However, nashim she'amach acham yoytzes shaloi b'ksuba, where the Mishnah uses the term yoytzes shaloi b'ksuba earlier on daf ayin beis regarding oiveres al das nimtzola nedarim my mumen ein lan teisefes v'kol shkein mano masayim. They lose both ikur ksuba and teisefes ksuba, as Rashi explains, because kol teres gibui hifkiu mehen, the Chum revoked all their ksuba receivables. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the ruling of the Mishnah. Mima enes ein len ksuba. Rav Tani, ketana yeitz beget ein len ksuba, but koshke mima enes. Rav says that this ruling also applies to a minor that was divorced with a get, and that she is also not entitled to a ksuba, and certainly when she was divorced through man. As Rashi explains, because nisui ketana kemefut ba'alma. A minor's marriage is similar to a seduced woman, and that there is no halachic marriage. Therefore, there is no ksuba. However, Shmuel Tane mima enes ein la ksuba. Shmuel says that the Mishnah refers only to a minor that was divorced through Mian. She is not entitled to a ksuba because, as Rashi explained, me'atzma yaitza, aba yaitza beget, yesh la ksuba. A minor divorced with a get is entitled to a ksuba because ketana harei ke'ishtei. A minor is considered his wife, midrabanan. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, ein ma'aseh ketana klum. Ve'ein ba'ila zaka b'mitziasa v'lo b'mais yedeha v'lo b'afars nadereha ve'ein yarsha ve'ein metamala. Rabbi Eliezer says that a ketana's marriage is not effective. Therefore, her husband does not receive any benefits which include her findings, her wages, nullifying her oath, inheriting her assets, and the kain is prohibited to be metamala mes. Klal shel davar ein ke'ish l'chol davar ela she'tzricha miyon. She's halachically not considered his wife for all matters, although she does require a divorce through Min. Rabbi Shua Omer, Maisa Ketana Klum, Uba'ila Zaka B'mtziyasa, Uba'maisa Yedau, Uba'afaras Nadira, V'yarshu Metamala. Rabbi Shua disagrees and says that a Ketana's marriage is effective and her husband does receive all the benefits. Kloli Shaldavar, Harehi Keishta L'chaldavar, Ela Shayetu B'min. She is halachically considered his wife for all matters. However, she's divorced through Min. It would seem that Rav, who says Ketana Yetze Beget, Ein La Ksuba, follows Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Ketana, Ein La Keishta L'chal Davar. And Shmuel, who says Ketana Yetze Beget, Yesh La Ksuba, follows Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Ketana, Harehi Keishta L'chal Davar. However, the Gemara explains, Alibad Rabbi Eliezer Kule Amalei Pligi. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says Ketana Ein La Keishta, Rav and Shmuel both agree that Ketana Yetze Beget, Ein La Ksuba. Ki Peligi Alibad Rabbi Yeshua. The Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is only according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says Ketana Reike Ishtoi. Shmuel says, therefore, Ketana Yetze Beget, Yesh La Ksuba. However, Rav says Ketana Yetze Beget, Ein La Ksuba, because Rav holds that Rabbi Yeshua only says Reike Ishtoi regarding Midida Ledide, his benefits, as Rashi explains, Kihecha Delei Limnu Milisa Oisa. The Chum instituted that he receive all the benefits that accrue to a husband from his wife, so that a man should be willing to marry Ketana. However, Rabbi Yeshua agrees that Ein La Keishta regarding Midideh L'dida, her benefits. She does not receive the benefits that usually accrue to a wife from her husband, such as a ksuba. The Mishnah continues, "In mitzchila nasa l'shem eilenes yesh la ksuba." If the husband was aware that his wife was an eilenes when he married her, she is entitled to a ksuba. The Mishnah continues with examples of women whose marriage is prohibited midday raisa, such as aman l'kohen gadol, a widow married to a kohen gadol, gusha b'chalutz l'kohen hedyet, a divorcee or a woman that received chalitza married to a kohen, mamzeres v'nesina l'Yisrael, a mamzeres and a woman from the nesina married to a Yisrael, bas Yisrael l'nasna l'mamzer, or bas Yisrael married to a man from the nesina or a mamzer, yesh lehem ksuba, they are entitled to a ksuba, as Rashi explains, kantu oisai, mem nature hu margila. The Chacham initiated a kanaz, penalty that the husband gives a ksuba, because he initiates the prohibited marriage. And the Gemara cites a machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna says, eilenes, isha, ve'ena isha. An eilenes is considered a wife in some instances, but she is not considered a wife in other instances. And he explains, hikarba yesh la ksuba. She is considered a wife when her husband married her knowing that she is an eilenes in which she is entitled to a ksuba. However, lo yikarba, ein la ksuba. She is not considered a wife when her husband married her not knowing that she was an eilenes in which she is not entitled to a ksuba. However, almana, isha gemura. An almana married to a kohen gadol is considered a wife in all instances. Bein hikarba, bein lo hikarba, yesh la ksuba. Whether or not her husband was aware that she was an almana, she is always entitled to a ksuba. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says, achazu v'achazu, that both an eilenes and almana are considered isha bein isha, and that both eilenes and almana hikarba, yesh la ksuba, lo hikarba, ein la ksuba. The Gemara concludes that Rav Yehuda's opinion is precise, because a braisa that refers to almana states, kansa biyadua benimtzis biyadua. When the kohen gadol married her knowing that she was an almana, yesh la ksuba. However, kansa stam, when the kohen gadol married her not knowing that she was an almana, ein la ksuba. Hanulach aman nezainis, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 11th parak of Masechet Ksubas, and we'll begin the 12th parak, Hanoisa Seisha, in the next daf, Be'ezrus Hashem.